Several hours later, Joel was still reading beneath the shaded boughs of an out-of-the-way oak tree. He lowered his book and looked upward, peering through the branches of the tree, toward the tiny shards of blue he could make out of the sky. Unfortunately, the first of Fitch's books had proven to be a dud. It was just a basic explanation of the four arithmetic lines. Joel had seen Fitch loan it out to students who seemed to be struggling. Fortunately, the second book was far more meaty. It was a recent publication. The most interesting chapter detailed the controversy surrounding a defensive circle Joel had never heard of before. Though a lot of the arithmetic equations in the book were beyond Joel, he was able to understand the text's arguments. It was engrossing enough that it had consumed him for a good while. The further he read, the more he'd found himself thinking about his father. He remembered the strong man working late into the night, perfecting a new chalk formula. He remembered times his father had spent, an excited tremble to his voice, describing to the young Joel the most exciting arithmetic jewels in history. It had been 8 years. The pain of loss was still there. It never went away. It just got buried in time, like a rock slowly being covered over by dirt. The sky was getting dark, nearly too dark for him to read, and the campus was growing still. Lights glowed in some of the lecture halls. Many of them had upper stories to provide offices for professors and housing for their families. As Joel stood, he saw old Joseph, the groundskeeper, moving across the campus, winding each of the lanterns on the green in turn. The springworks within them began to whir, the lanterns flaring to life. Joel picked up his books, deep in thought about the Miyabi defense's convoluted history and the Blad defense's non-traditional application of lines of warding. His stomach growled in complaint at being ignored. Hopefully, he hadn't missed supper. Everyone ate together, professors, staff, children, even arithmetists. The only ordinary students who lived on campus were the children of faculty or staff, like Joel. Many of the arithmetic students lived in the dorms. They either had family who lived too far away to visit, or they needed to accommodate extra study time. All in all, about half of the arithmetists in Armedius lived in the dorms. The rest still commuted. The wide-open dining hall was a hubbub of activity and chaos. Professors and spouses sat on the far left side of the room, laughing and talking together, their children seated at separate tables. Staff were on the right side of the chamber, settled at several large wooden tables. The arithmetic students had their own long table at the back of the room, almost tucked away behind a brick outcropping. Two long tables in the center of the room were set with the day's offering. While servers dished plates and carried them over to the professors, the family and staff were expected to serve themselves. Most people were already seated on their benches, eating, their chatting causing a low buzz in the room. Dishes clanked, the kitchen staff bustled about, and an amalgamation of scents battled with one another. Joel made his way to his place across the long table from his mother. She was there already, which relieved him. Sometimes she worked through dinner. She still wore her brown working dress, hair up in a bun, and she picked at her food as she talked to Mrs. Cornelius, one of the other cleaning ladies. Joel set down his books, then hurried away before his mother could pester him with questions. He piled his plate with some rice and stir-fried sausages. Germanian food. The cooks were getting exotic again. At least they'd moved away from the Joseon dishes, which Joel found far too spicy. After grabbing a flagon of spiced apple juice, he made his way back to his place. His mother was waiting.
"Florence told me that you promised to have a summer elective chosen by tonight," she said.
"I'm working on it," he said.
"Joel," she said, "you are going to have a summer elective, aren't you? You're not going to need to go to a tutelage again."
"No, no," he said, "I promise. Professor Layton just told me today that I'm passing math for sure."
His mother stabbed a sausage chunk with her fork. "Other children try to do more than just pass their classes." Joel shrugged.
"If I had more time to help you with your homework," she sighed.
After the meal, she would spend most of the night cleaning. She didn't start work in the days until the afternoon, since most of the classrooms she cleaned were occupied during the day. Like always, she had dark circles under her eyes. She worked far too hard. "What about alchemics?" she asked. "Will you pass that?" "Science is easy," Joel said. "Professor Langer already gave us our performance reports. The last days will just be lab and won't be graded. I'm passing for sure." "Literature?" "Handed in my report today," Joel said. He'd gotten that assignment done on time. Only because Professor Zobel had given them writing time in class for 2 weeks while she poked through a series of novels. Professors tended to get a little bit lazy during the end of term, just like students. "And history?" his mother asked. "Term evaluation exam tomorrow." She raised an eyebrow. "It's on the history of arithmetics, mother," he said, rolling his eyes. "I'll do fine." That seemed to satisfy her. Joel began to wolf down his food. "You heard about Professor Fitch and that awful challenge?" his mother asked. Joel nodded, mouth full. "Poor man," she said. "You know that he spent 20 years working himself up to full professor? He lost it in a few moments, back down to tutor." "Mother," Joel said between bites, "have you heard anything about a federal inspector on campus?" She nodded absently. "They think one of the arithmetic students ran away last night. She was visiting her family for the evening and never came back to the school." "Was it Lily Whiting?" Joel guessed. "I think that was her name. Charlington said she just started her vacation early." "That was the story at first," his mother said. "It's hard to keep something like a runaway arithmetist secret, though. Makes me wonder why they try to flee so often. They have such easy lives, barely required to work. Ungrateful lot." "They'll find her soon enough," Joel said, jumping in before his mother could go off on that particular tangent. "Look, Joel, you need to get into a summer elective. Do you want to end up in labor instruction?" Many students who couldn't choose, or who chose too late, ended up helping with the landscaping of the school grounds. The official reason for the program, given by Principal York, was to teach the generally affluent student population respect for those of other economic statuses. That concept had earned him some measure of ire from parents. "Labor instruction?" Joel said. "That wouldn't be so bad, would it? Father was a laborer. Maybe I'll need to do a job like that someday." "Joel," she said. "What?" he replied. "What's wrong with being a laborer? You're one. You're getting one of the finest educations available. Doesn't that mean anything to you?" He shrugged. "You rarely do your assignments," his mother said, rubbing her forehead. "Your teachers all say you're bright, but that you don't pay attention. Can't you understand how much other people would do for an opportunity like yours?" "I do understand," Joel said. "Really. Mother, I'm going to get a summer elective. Professor Layton said I could do math with him if I didn't find anything else." "Remedial?" she asked suspiciously. "No," he said quickly. "Advanced." "If they just let me study the things I want to," he thought, shoving his fork into his food, "then we'd all be happy." That turned his mind back to the sheet of paper still crumpled in his pocket. Professor Fitch had known his father. They had been friends, to an extent. Now that Joel knew Davis wasn't going to be around for the summer, it made him even more determined to go through with his plan to study with Fitch. He pushed his food around for a few moments, then stood. "Where are you going?" his mother asked. He grabbed the 2 books that belonged to Professor Fitch. "I need to return these. Be back in a few minutes."